With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get Stephen Moore on here with the Heritage Foundation, chief economist there, also author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Stephen Moore, good to have you on the show today.
Hi, Annie.
So when you hear Bernie Sanders talking about life sentence for people who have these student loan debt repayments that they actually chose to sign up for, and saying it's all going to be free, 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 how does that react in Trump's economy if he were to replace Donald Trump in the White House in 2021?
Well, look, when it comes to this issue of college debt and college tuition, I think Bernie Sanders has it half right. It is one of the great outrages of our time, how much universities and colleges are charging our families. It's ridiculous. And every college and university, in my opinion, and I think the data show this, could easily be providing a very good education, as good an education as they provide now, at half the cost. So the problem isn't that, you know, if you give college to people for free, then the cost is even going to be higher. You know, so what I think Republicans should be doing is really going after these universities and saying, why are you charging American families so much? I mean, you know, 50, 60, some universities are $70,000 a year now. It's totally outrageous. I want Republicans and conservatives to really take on the academia and say, this is the biggest, you know, inflation of any industry, and why are these costs out of control? Why can't these colleges cut their costs? And so, but the idea that somehow we're going to allow them to continue to charge families $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and then have the taxpayers pay the tab for that. I mean, we're talking about trillions of dollars of new costs. And incidentally, why should American taxpayers who didn't go to college have to pay for the tuition costs of the kids who did go to college?
Yeah, for sure. And I think as far as I understand economics, which is only a very small fraction of how you do, Stephen, is that if we are going to guarantee that there's going to be no, you know, market competition when it comes to the cost of college education, what's to stop it from doubling from 50,000 to 60,000 upwards?
Well, you get an A in economics today, because that's exactly right. And you did it. You finally did it. You got your A. I mean, you're exactly right. So you have to ask the question, why have colleges and universities gotten away with, you know, when I went to the University of Illinois, I think I told you this a couple months ago on your show, that was back in the early 80s. The tuition was, you know, give or take a few hundred dollars. It was about $1,000 a semester.
Wow.
Now Illinois costs $10,000 a semester. I guarantee you, you know, inflation over the last 30-some years hasn't gone up by, you know, 10 times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what's going on here is that the way the universities get, and by the way, then you get these university, you know, tenured professors who teach 4 hours a week and they get paid $250,000 a year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a ripoff of the American people. And so, you know, what we ought to do is say to these universities, cut your tuition if you want to get student aid. And by the way, the reason the tuitions have gone through the roof is because we keep providing more and more government aid to the universities in Pell Grants and subsidies and scholarships that we provide for the students. And then they don't care what it costs. And the only people who actually pay for it are the... So let me put it like this. If the students actually paid for the tuition themselves, they would be rallying in the streets every day about the outrageous cost of these universities. If you make it free to them, they're going to actually be on the side of the universities for more and more and more money.
Yeah, and they're going to be on the hook for it for the rest of their life as they hopefully
get out. Yeah, by the way, somebody has to pay it.
Yeah.
It's not free. When Bernie Sanders says he wants to make it free, it means the people who get the education get it for free, but taxpayers then have to pay for it. And why is it that people who go to college should get this massive benefit and people who don't go to college shouldn't get the benefit? I mean, I think the whole thing is so wrongheaded. And you're going to see tuitions double again over the next 20 years if you start giving it away for free.
Yeah, and God willing, colleges are just cranking out future taxpayers, people who get to have careers and make money. And then at that point, you know, well, what are you benefiting from it? I want to play this clip.
Let me just mention one other quick thing.
Yeah, sure.
How is it fair for the people who did pay their college loans on time. And, you know, my wife is one of them. I mean, it's been a real sacrifice for her to pay that loan off. But she did it because she owed the money. Now she has to pay more taxes for the deadbeats who didn't pay their student loans.
Yeah, 100%. It's you know, we talk about fairness and equality all the time,
yeah.
But that's not fair or equal at all. You hear from Bernie Sanders making these types of promises to people and other candidates for 2020 on the Democratic side. I want you to listen to what Anthony Scaramucci was saying about socialism kind of as a whole.
Joe Biden represents four decades of the establishment. So I think he would have an easier time, frankly, if he was running against Bernie Sanders or somebody that had proclivities towards socialism. The country's not ready for that.
Do you think the country understands what socialism really is, or does it just seem more like a fantasy idea that is out there that only would exist in a long, long time from now with the way we hear these candidates talking about the issue?
That's a really good question. I think the problem that we have, you know, on our side as free marketeers and people who believe in liberty and freedom, is we keep parroting, you know, we keep saying socialism doesn't work in Venezuela, it doesn't work in North Korea, it doesn't work in, you know, Cuba and so on, which of course it doesn't. I mean, people starve to death and they lose their life savings under communism, socialism. But then the left said, oh, no, we mean like in Sweden and we mean in Norway and these countries like that. And so we have to let the American people know that the more you move towards socialism, the poorer you get. It's that simple. It's like a spectrum. Yeah. You know, Sweden's only halfway there towards real socialism, but their economy has been hurt by that, you know, and they have these huge social safety nets, free everything. And what's happening now in Sweden, by the way, nobody's paying attention. They're starting to realize we can't afford all these benefits. You know, we can't let everybody have all free housing, free food, free health care, free child care. It's bankrupting the government there, and we don't want to go down that direction. But, you know, look, so when people say I want the good socialism, I'm like, the good kind of socialism, that's like saying the good kind of venereal disease. I mean, there's no good socialism.
Yeah, I would say that would not be good. President Trump looking to try to seal the deal on a tariff deal with China, and we're anticipating the end of this conversation between China, getting some type of deal done. It seems like we get close, people get interested, then something falls apart. Do you have any insight as at this point in time how the president's doing in his negotiations with China and President Xi?
It's so tough because I do talk to the trade negotiators all the time. I saw the president last week, as a matter of fact, when he gave the Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to my friend Art Laffer. And, you know, so we got a little time to chat. And you know, he said it's frustrating. I mean, the Chinese don't keep their word. You know, one day they say they'll do one thing, and the next day they do just the opposite. That's why you need a verification. You need monitors to make sure they're doing what they promise they will do. I mean, we're up against a totalitarian government now in Beijing. I'm very appreciative, I think most Americans should be, that we finally have a president that's standing toe-to-toe with Beijing and saying, no, we're not going to take this abusive treatment anymore. But this could, you know, this could take a little while. I mean, I think by the end of the year, we're going to get a trade deal with China because the terrorists are killing China. They're killing China. Nobody's talking about that in the media. But China can't live with these tariffs of 25%, and they're just squeezing their economy. I think by the end of the year, they will capitulate.
Well, we will be watching very closely here. And Stephen Moore, always great to have you on. Thanks so much for making some time for us today on this Monday. We appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Yep, you as well. Thank you very much. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, chief economist, author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.